Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to a famous arranger's recordings that followed in the wake of his legendary collaborations with trumpeter Miles Davis. It's Individualism, Gil Evans in the 1960s, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. Gil Evans doing Where Flamingos Fly from his 1961 Impulse album Out of the Cool, featuring Jimmy Nepper on trombone. We're playing the music of composer, arranger, and pianist Gil Evans on this edition of Nightlights, recordings that he made in the 1960s following the critically acclaimed series of albums such as Miles Ahead and Porgy and Bess that he'd recorded with trumpeter Miles Davis at the end of the 1950s. Evans, who was born in Canada in 1912 and died in 1988, enormously expanded the vocabulary of the jazz orchestra, as writer Gene Lees pointed out, reducing the standard big band instrumentation, restraining its vibrato, and adding flutes, oboes, English, and French horns and tubas. Self-taught as an arranger, he created a quietly dramatic, dark-hued sound world that drew on a multiplicity of influences, ranging from Spanish music and the French Impressionists to Duke Ellington and the bebop revolutionaries of the 1940s. Miles Davis once said of Evans, he used to just go inside of music and pull things out another person normally wouldn't have heard. In mid-1960, Evans had just finished working with Davis on the LP Sketches of Spain. After a recording contract with Davis's label Columbia fell through, Evans did a six-week gig at the Jazz Gallery in New York's Greenwich Village, a converted theater that earlier in the year had played host to the leader debut of John Coltrane. It was the first time that Evans had had an engagement as a bandleader in more than 20 years, and when it was over, he took the group into the studio and recorded the album Out of the Cool. The title invoked the famous 1949 to 1950 Capitol Birth of the Cool record that Evans had participated in with Miles Davis, Jerry Mulligan, and other young musicians that met regularly to discuss music in Evans' basement apartment. And it was perhaps a reference to Evans' earlier work with the Claude Thornhill Big Band as well, Evans in both cases helping to develop a sound that came to be known as cool and that he co-credited to his former bandleader. Evans' biographer Stephanie Kreese sees Out of the Cool as a stylistic evolution for the arranger, citing the floating quality of the rhythm section and a more adventurous integration of improvised and written material. Here's an Evans composition from the album featuring trumpeter Johnny Coles, Sunken Treasure, on Nightlights. Thank you. Gil Evans' sunken treasure from the 1961 Impulse album Out of the Cool, featuring trumpeter Johnny Coles, a musician who worked frequently with Evans in the late 1950s and early 1960s. Gil Evans' work with Miles Davis at the end of the 1950s had resulted in three successful albums, and in 1961, Miles' quintet performed with a large ensemble led by Evans at Carnegie Hall. Columbia Records wanted the two to collaborate again, and with bossa nova jazz suddenly enjoying success, Davis and Evans went into the studio in 1962 to record a project that a Columbia memo described as a Latin American album with large dance band. But the results were fragmentary and unsatisfying to both artists, who felt that the music lacked the spark of their earlier efforts. And the subsequent 27-minute LP that Columbia Records released as Quiet Nights angered them, with Evans telling Downbeat that it was just half an album, and Davis refusing to make any more studio recordings for his label until 1965. Though Miles Davis and Gil Evans never successfully completed another extended recording, they remained in touch, and Evans made generally uncredited contributions to what's known as the Second Great Miles Davis Quintet, the 1965 to 1968 group that included Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams. We'll hear their last studio collaboration, Falling Water, as well as this from the early 1960s Quiet Night Sessions, Miles Davis and Gil Evans with Wait Till You See Her on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Miles Davis performing Falling Water, recorded in 1968, one of the very last pieces that he and Gil Evans worked on together, released as part of the complete Miles Davis-Gil Evans sessions on Columbia. Before that, Davis doing Rodgers and Hart's Wait Till You See Her from the early 1960s Evans-Davis sessions, originally released on Quiet Nights. In 1964, Gil Evans recorded an album that some critics rank with Out of the Cool as his finest leader date. The individualism of Gil Evans was nominated for a Grammy, and it also marked a change in Evans's writing. As jazz critic Max Harrison said, no longer is Evans concerned with mathematical symmetry or balanced repetition, but rather with a reflection in the mysterious complexity of the forms of nature. The music is a seamless web in which lines cross and recross, glowing, opalescent colors come and go in inexhaustible combinations. On these later recordings, identification between the music and the individual performers is so complete that it is impossible to guess where writing stops and improvisation begins. The album included tenor saxophonist Wayne Shorter, a then current member of Miles Davis's new quintet. We'll hear him on this Kurt Weill Bertolt Brecht composition that Evans arranged for the album, The Barbara Song on Nightlights. Thank you. Gil Evans with Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht's The Barbara Song from his 1964 Grammy-nominated album The Individualism of Gil Evans, featuring Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone. We'll have more music from Gil Evans, including collaborations with vocalist Astrid Gilberto and guitarist Kenny Burrell in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, located on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Individualism, Gil Evans in the 1960s on Nightlights.
Thank you.
The 1960s music of Gil Evans is our theme this week on Nightlights. Evans is best known to jazz historians and fans for his 1950s collaborations with trumpeter Miles Davis. And although he seemed to spend much of the 1960s lying low, he made two of his finest albums, Out of the Cool and The Individualism of Gil Evans, attempted several more projects with Davis, and nearly collaborated with another legendary trumpeter, Louis Armstrong. The two met at a Grammy Awards reception, and Evans learned that Armstrong was a big fan of the Davis-Evans LP, Miles Ahead. Armstrong eventually exclaimed, "We could make an album. Now, I don't want to hear any of those funny chords of yours, but go see my man Joe Glazer." However, Glazer, who was Armstrong's manager, put the kibosh on the idea. Instead, Evans would end up working with two other performers in the mid-1960s, one of them singer Astrid Gilberto, who had catapulted to fame through the hit The Girl from Ipanema. It was the first vocal album Evans had done in nearly 10 years, and Gilberto later recalled their working together with great fondness, citing an aura about the arranger that combined musical wisdom, peace, and humility. "I would sit next to him at the piano," she said, "and he would ask, 'See if you like this introduction,' or 'What do you think of these chords here?'" Astrid Gilberto and Gil Evans' arrangement of "I Will Wait For You" from her album Look to the Rainbow on Nightlights.
Till you.
singer Astrid Gilberto performing I Will Wait For You from her 1965 album Look to the Rainbow. Gil Evans, the arranger and the bandleader, Johnny Coles, heard on trumpet. Gil Evans did the arrangements for another album around this time that received a Grammy nomination and became a breakthrough for its leader, guitarist Kenny Burrell. Burrell had worked with Evans on the individualism of Gil Evans, and he and producer Creed Taylor thought that Evans would be perfect for what they had in mind, a concept album featuring the guitar in a variety of musical settings. Evans, a notoriously slow writer, took a long time to come up with the arrangements, but Burrell, who called Evans a master musical painter, said, "Hey, when it's done, it's going to be great," and it was. Burrell also recalled Evans' meticulous work in the studio, blending his unorthodox combination of instruments, working with phrasing, and developing texture through volume control, all part of creating the Gil Evans sound. Kenny Burrell and Gil Evans' arrangement of Moon and Sand on Nightlights. Thank you. guitarist Kenny Burrell performing two Gil Evans arrangements, Burrell's own Lowy, and before that Alec Wilder's Moon and Sand from Burrell's 1965 Verve album Guitar Forms. Gil Evans would spend the rest of the 1960s working on several film scores, making a significant but uncredited contribution to Miles Davis's 1968 album Field to Kilimanjaro, and helping to raise two new children with his wife Anita. We'll close with a composition that Evans had recorded previously with Miles Davis in Hollywood in the fall of 1963. It was part of music for a play called Time of the Barracudas. Tapes of the music were supposed to be incorporated into the play's live performances, but because of a dispute with the musicians' union, the music was never used, and the play itself was cut short because of clashes among its star performers. The Evans-Davis version of the title track didn't come out until 33 years later. In the meantime, Evans re-recorded it for his 1964 LP, The Individualism of Gil Evans, and then again under the title of General Assembly for his 1969 album, Blues in Orbit. By then, both Evans and Davis were incorporating the influence of rock music into their work. Davis with his landmark Bitches Brew album, while Blues in Orbit anticipated the direction that Evans would take in the 1970s when he would pursue projects such as an album of Jimi Hendrix songs. Gil Evans with General Assembly on Nightlights. We closed with Gil Evans performing his and Miles Davis's composition General Assembly, also known as Time of the Barracudas, from Evans' 1969 album Blues in Orbit. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, located on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.